A communique from Al Jazeera landed on my desk this morning. The stories about NATO leaders gathering in Ankara, with the US pushing its allies on defense spending and Ukraine seeking air defense systems, as reported by Al Jazeera. What's caught my attention is that Ukrainian President Zelensky is requesting Patriot missiles after recent Russian attacks on Kyiv. Hypatia of Alexandria will offer her thoughts on the matter first, followed by Henry David Thoreau.
The question is not whether NATO will survive this summit, but whether its members will demonstrate the necessary unity to counter the pressures they face. As I consider the demands of President Trump and the pleas of President Zelensky, I am reminded of the delicate balance of power that has always characterized relationships between nations. The pursuit of security is a necessary condition for the flourishing of any state, and it is clear that Ukraine's need for Patriot air defense systems is a matter of great urgency. But will the alliance be able to provide the necessary support? Or will the withdrawals of warplanes and naval assets from Europe undermine their ability to do so?
The story ran in Al Jazeera. As the summit unfolds, the details of its outcomes will be scrutinized for signs of cohesion among member states. That's old news for today.